Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 11, Vishwarupa Darshan. We discussed that after listening to the glories of the divine, we at least as the seekers understand how to see divinity in the world of plurality which we see. But at the same token, we all have the exact same issues that even though I can take this thing intellectually, appreciate this, I can see the argument about the unity of all things, but that's not my personal experience. My personal experience is something other than that. I do feel very clearly separated from the world as an entity. And that's exactly basically the Arjuna's opening question. Basically saying that I am completely satisfied with your explanation. Out of a compassion, you give it to me. You explain to me your glory. I also understand that you are the source of everything and you will be the resting place for everything. However, I want to see all that into one. All that vision, I need to see it as a one unified vision where I feel that oneness with this world. With that request, obviously, Bhagavan said, yes, I can show you that because you are ready. A seeker when reaches a point where he really wants to know that. That's why the Bhagavan said that you are at that point that I can show you this. However, no matter how hard I try, you will not be able to see this with this, your normal eyes. In other words, the way you are trained or programmed to see this world, as an individual, we are programmed right from our birth. As this is me, this individual, limited being is me. This body, this mind, this intellect is me. Our psyche is programmed to see that way. As long as we can see the waves in the ocean as the individual waves, not part of the ocean, unless you change the perspective, the perception, the paradigm, that you will not be able to see. Therefore, Bhagavan, you will not be able to see this with your normal eyes. I have to give you a divine drishti, divine eyes, other way of looking at this world than you are used to of looking at this. The same thing can be seen by two different people. One person sees something in it, another person sees something else. It all depends on my perspective of how I see things. You know, those riddles about what do you see in this picture? You see a glass or you see the two people facing each other? Because either you're seeing the negative space or you're looking at the positive space. The Bhagavan said, I need to change your vision. So I will give you a Divya Drashti. And we obviously know that at the same time when Arjun gets Divya Drashti, Sanjay automatically gets Divya Drashti. Because he already had the Divya Drashti given to him, where he can see what's happening in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Not only he can see what's happening physically in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he can also peep into the minds of the people who are fighting that battle. So he can see what Arjuna sees. He also can feel what the Arjuna feels. But he can see and then narrate to his audience. And once Bhagavan fulfilled his promise and told Arjuna that I will let you see the cosmic form, in other words, seeing this entire cosmos as one, we see the entire cosmos as at a minimum two, I and the cosmos. even though I theoretically know about it, then myself is not outside this cosmos or this world. When I become an observer, I exclude myself from the observed, which is the world. That perception is created the day I was born. When the first thought about this is me, the I, the ego, was born and associated with this limited being, it excluded me from the anything else which I observe as an observer. And to remove this, I need to first remove the I-ness. So the different perception which Bhagavan is giving to him is to combine all these things into one. As we have said, the only thing which divides us is the space between you and I, the time between I and the others. You take these two concepts out of my perception, the world becomes one entity. If there are droplets of water on my table, each droplet has its own existence, because this droplet is divided by the other droplet by space. But we know it came out of the same glass of water. But once the identification with the droplet is developed, two droplets, individuals, and they are apart from each other. Same thing Bhagavan said, I need to change your perception. It's not that I'm going to change the world. I'm going to change your perception. With this normal programmed perception of yours, you will never be able to see oneness. Therefore, temporarily, I'm going to take this vision away from you. So you can see this. As long as I'm programmed to see this space as a room space, I will have difficulty in combining this space with the universal space outside. But if I change my perception and look at it from outside, then I can combine this. Good example would be, we are walking down the Knuckles Road and you can see the trees all separated. You go a little further up in the bird's eye view, the streets start coming together. And when you are in 15,000 feet in an airplane, flying from Richmond Airport and look down the Richmond, it looks like a one big entity, you know, and everything becomes part of it. Right now, everything is individual. Every building has its own identity. Every street has its own identity. Every lamppost has its own identity. Just going to 15,000 feet above and have a view, all this merges into one complex. And you go even further up, all things jumbled up into completely one. Bhagavan is taking Arjuna into that 25,000 feet view of this cosmos. So then, what Arjuna saw, Sanjaya saw through Arjuna's eyes and mind, is Sanjaya's honest attempt to tell Dhritarashtra what Arjuna is saying. 9, 10, and 11 says, Eva muktva tato rajan maha yogeshwaro harihi darsaya masa parthaya paramam rupam aishwaram. Having said thus that you will not be able to see this with your normal perception, you have to change your perception and I will help you do that. Now say this. And O Rajan, O King, the Maha Yogeshwara Hari, because he was a Mahayogeshwara Hari, he could do that to Arjuna. Because he was the Lord of the Yogas. Yoga, to connect. Right now I'm connected with my world, with my perception. But the Lord of the Yoga can change my connection with him. So they'll say, that Mahayogeshwara Harihi, Harihi, one who removes the ignorance, is Hari. One who is the yogi who can connect this mundane state of existence with that of this universal state. Such a Yogeshwar, the Lord of the Yoga, he showed Arjuna, Darsaya Mas Parthaya, Paramam Rupam Aishwaram, showed him the supreme form of his being. Basically, it just confirmed that Krishna fulfilled his promise to Arjuna, that I'll show you the cosmic form, and he did. The next verse is basically his quick attempt to paint what he is saying through Arjuna's eyes to Dhritarashtra. So therefore he says, Anek Vaktranayanam, Anek Adbhuta Darshanam. When we are overwhelmed by something, then we can't really go into detail. What's happening here? Oh, I think there's a chaos here. The people are running around. The description of 9-11, the first few hours. There is a panic here, the cloud, the smoke is coming out, people are running in the streets. Nobody knows what's happening, but generally this is what I can say. Details comes later. First journalist has to narrate to the world what's happening. And if it's on radio and not on TV, so it says, Anek Vaktra Nayanam, I see many mouths and many eyes. Anek Adbhut Darshanam. There are so many wonderful sights. That's wonderful in a sense, Adbhut means something which I have not seen normally. So many of this, you know, in this one form of the Supreme Being, I see many mouths and many eyes. It means many wonderful sights. Anek Divya Abharanam. Many divine clothes. Divya Aneko Yata Yudham. And many divine weapons uplifted. Because obviously he's seeing the whole thing on the battlefield. The first thing comes to his mind is the weapons. Many mouths, many hands, many wonderful sights. Many different type of clothes and many different weapons lifted. People are ready to kill each other. But there are not people here. One being in his supreme being, I see all of that all at once. Divya Malya Ambaradharam, he continues because he doesn't know where to start and where to end. He said many mouths, all of this, and not only that, but I'm saying Divya Malya Ambaradharam. Typically the things which we notice in this one. Divine garlands, divine clothes, Divya Gandha Anulepanam, with very divine fragrant, all the, what you call lepa is whatever the paste you apply. Obviously in our culture you have a lot of paste applying, so very different type of the paste. Sarva Ascharyamayam Devam Anantam Visvatomukham. Sarva Ascharyamayam. Everything is so fascinating. There's nothing which is normal, I can say. They remember last time we went to such and such and it is something similar. He said, I can't really do that. There is no experience which I can relate to this vision of Supreme. That's why he is grabbing word from here and a perception from here and just throwing it at Dhritarashtra and say, that's what Arjuna is saying right now. I don't know whether you can comprehend or not. Basically say, Divya Malya Ambaradharam, Sarva Ascharyamayam Devam Anantam. This divine vision is Anantam, infinite. It's not something which I can say starts here and ends here. Because Arjuna wanted to see the cosmic form in Krishna. He says, show me your cosmic form. Krishna obviously is finite. He stands here and Arjuna stands here. And the army is all around him. So it's not that this thing is limited in the form of Krishna. Whoever 6 feet or however tall Krishna was, this is infinite. The vision Arjuna is seeing is infinite. There is no end to it. There is no beginning I can see. There is no end I can see. All I see is hundreds and thousands of mouths and legs and, you know, clothes and malas and lips and weapons and wonderful sights. Everything is fascinating. I have nothing I can explain to you. Anandam Visvato Mukham, facing all sides. Vishwa, the cosmos. It's facing everywhere in the cosmos. In other words, this is something cannot be limited to the Krishna's being. This vision is beyond any perception that we ever had.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, मा कश्चित् दुःख भाग् भवेत्। ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ।